Attention world travelers, the Better Business Bureau is warning people about passport scams. Apparently, the scam tracker has received more than 750 cases this year, and included on that list, complaints that have come from Connecticut residents. Joining us now is Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut to learn more about this scam and how we can avoid it. Hey, Kristen, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
So how does this scam work? Let's start with that.
So there's a couple of different things that are happening. We would call this a government imposter scam because a lot of people are falling prey to phony websites that are duplicating the logos, the fonts, the pictures, everything from the real State Department website, making people think when they do an internet search for renew my passport or get a passport that they're on the correct website. A lot of times what scammers will do is that they'll spend the money to have their website go to the top of the search. And so you need to know that just because it's the first item when you search for something doesn't mean it's the official place to go. Doesn't mean it's the right company, the right organization, or the right government entity. And unfortunately, a lot of people are falling prey to this. And they're not only losing money, but they're losing their personal information.
Would you say, Kristen, that the people who probably fall victim to this more are the ones who are in a rush, the ones who need the expedited passports, or is it just happening to regular people who want to renew their passport?
It's happening to both, but definitely those who are in a rush because they're not taking the time to do their research. And so they're going through with it. We are seeing scam checker reports where people go on the website and they realize before it's too late. But those who are losing money to the scam and losing personal information are those who are in a rush and they're looking for an expedited way of getting their passport. Now, there are real companies who are registered with the State Department. There are a few that are even accredited with BBB who do offer an expedited way of getting your passport. But all that means is that they're going to make sure that your paperwork gets to the State Department and they're going to pick it up for you. So you're avoiding using the mail service, basically. But the actual processing of the passport is not going to go any faster. Even if you use one of these registered companies, it takes as long as it takes. Now, the State Department will expedite the processing for an additional fee. But again, that all goes through our federal government. It doesn't go through a business.
And I think there's a couple things, Kristen, that we should know as well when it comes to passports. First of all, if you don't have a passport currently and you're applying, don't you have to do that in person? Like, there is no online option.
Right. Those all have to be done in person. You have to go through the necessary steps, bring your paperwork, get your picture, all of that. Now, if you want to renew, you can do that online. But again, that goes through the State Department's website. And I think it's important to know also that whether you're getting a new passport or renewing, they are going to ask for a lot of personal information, down to like information about your parents, any name changes that you've had, if you've gotten married, that sort of thing. All of that are questions that you need to answer when you're getting a passport. And so if you're on the wrong website, you're sharing that information with a scammer. And that's almost more scary than the $150 that you're going to lose out on.
Right.
Because there's so much information already out there about us that all scammers need are a couple more pieces to the puzzle to put it all together and steal your identity. And so this is not just a one-time thing of losing money, but it's also the repercussions down the road if they have all of that information in hand.
But Kristen, when you're renewing a passport, so say you're in the other bucket, you're the other category, you have a passport, you want to renew it, let's just say, even if you're expediting it, they're not going to ask you those kinds of questions, would they? I mean, they're not going to ask you your mom's maiden name and all that. Like, you've already done that because you've got the passport, right? I mean, would the government, right? I mean, because that's another red flag. Like, because, of course, you're saying this out loud, and I'm thinking, I'm always going to go in person. But I understand that there are people who are like, hey, schedule is tight. I want to do this online. Why wouldn't we utilize this? And I get this. But then I'm thinking logically, wait a minute. If I've already got a passport, they're not going to ask this stuff.
Yeah, you would do it all online through the State Department anyway.
Right.
So you're right. You wouldn't. They should already have that information.
Right.
And that's why it's just a reminder. Again, look at the URL. Look at where you're at. A lot of these phony websites will put government somewhere in their title. But just because it says government, even in the URL, if it says .com, then you know you're not on the right website. It has to say .gov. Because that means it's an official federal website.
Well, and speaking of charging, obviously you have to pay money to get a passport, but the actual application, does that cost money?
Well, that's another thing. Depending on if you're renewing or you're getting a new passport, if you're getting a passport book, it's about $160. Renewing, it's more like $130. And that is really the amount that we're seeing people lose. They are mimicking the prices that the government charges, but the actual paperwork is free. And that's another scam that we're seeing, is that people are going on these websites, they're paying for paperwork they could download for free from the state government website. So what happens is they put all their information in, they give them their credit card, then they're given the documents, they fill out the documents, and then when they get done with that, they see, oh, I still have to take this myself and actually pay for my passport. So this third party didn't do anything for me. And we always say, don't pay a middleman for something you can do for free. All you have to do is go to the government's website and download those documents. You don't pay till you actually go to submit it and get your passport. So that's another part of the scam that's important to point out.
And by the way, I am going to put the link if you need to update your passport, expedite all that. I'm going to put the link, that .gov website, so that people have it, Kristen. I'm going to put it with your podcast. So we're chatting with Kristen Johnson of the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. And more than 750 passport scam reports have come through just this year. And even some Connecticut consumers have been duped by this. Kristen, what has the Better Business Bureau in Connecticut heard about?
So we're now up to nearly 800 scams nationwide, including a dozen here in Connecticut, just in the last couple of months. This is a very cyclical scam. We see it spike when people are getting close to those busy travel seasons, so whether it be spring break or summertime. And so one woman, I'll give you just one example, she lost $148. She simply Googled, how do I obtain a passport? So she was looking for a new passport for a trip to Europe. As we already stated, that's something you have to do in person. But she clicked the first website that popped up. It was a .com website, not a .gov website, but she didn't realize that. So she filled out all the information, all of her personal information, uploaded her photo, paid $148. And after the scammers received her payment, she reports that the website disappeared. She said she tried over and over. She couldn't get to the website anymore. She called a customer service number, but she couldn't get a hold of anyone. She tried to email them. They did respond, but they told her that her account did not exist. Her email was incorrect. Her billing invoice number was incorrect, and that her own phone number was incorrect. So she really got nowhere.
Yikes.
So she basically paid $148. And what a lot of people are realizing after the fact, after they download this paperwork, that they didn't actually apply for the passport. They still have to apply for it. Or that they think that they're getting a passport. And this is really the worst, too. And then it never comes. They might go on the government website to check its status, that sort of thing, call the State Department to see if it went through, say, hey, I used this third party. Did you get my passport? And they didn't. A lot of these expediters that we talked about earlier that can actually, you know, pick up your passport for you. Well, scammers are also pretending to be those companies as well and posing as them. And so then they find out after it's too late that, hey, my paperwork never got there and I'm not going to get my passport in time.
Wow. That's crazy. I mean, the one good thing I will say, though, is when I was reading through some of the Connecticut examples, is that they used credit cards. So the scammers are at least requiring them, which again, is not good. I mean, it's not a good thing. Because we always say, you know, look for the red flags if they ask for third-party payment apps or if they ask for gift cards. Like, those have always been red flags. But I think that's interesting that the scammer websites are requiring credit cards when you know you can cancel that, especially they're not inflating the prices that much. I find that really fascinating.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it makes it harder to tell that it's a scam, because we always say if they don't take a credit card, that's a red flag. And people don't necessarily know that they can go back to their credit card company and say, hey, this wasn't what I thought it was going to be, and try to get their money back. So I think they're banking on that. They also can extend the scam for as long as possible, you know, because it takes up to 6 weeks to get your passport. During that whole time, they may be keeping your money. And then when it gets closer or it's past that deadline, that's when you realize it. So I think that's part of the scam too. But you're right. You should be able to go back to your credit card company, file a dispute, and try to get your money back. But if you're traveling overseas or even traveling in this country, you definitely don't want to set yourself up for failure. And so one of the tips we have is do your research first. Make sure you know how long it's taking right now to get a passport, because that fluctuates. Right now it's 4 to 6 weeks. Verify the procedures you have to go through. If you've never gotten a passport before, make sure you go to the State Department's website. You're on that .gov website. And make sure the information you have is authentic. You want to make sure you give yourself enough time so you aren't rushing, because as you pointed out off the top, the people who are rushing are looking for those quick fix options. So you want to make sure that you're avoiding that by giving yourself ample time. Like as soon as you decide you're going to travel overseas, look into what you need to get a passport and how long it's going to take. And again, make sure you're on a .gov website. And if you are using those third-party services to expedite passports, make sure they are registered with the State Department, that they're not a phony company pretending to be one that's real, and that they're also accredited with BBB. I think there's only about a dozen that are accredited with BBB, maybe even less. So make sure you're on one that actually follows the State Department's guidelines.
Yeah, and I bring up the financial end of this, Kristen, because this is really a scam. I think the bigger issue is the personal information. You know, the point of bringing up the credit card and even that the amounts, because I think this Connecticut example, this person was charged $148 and it's, you know, some $130. So it's right around the amount that you would pay. So that isn't red flag, really. The fact that they asked for your credit card information, again, you can fight that charge and have it reversed or have the credit card canceled. So I don't think this is a financial thing. The bigger concern I have for people is the personal information, like I said, and that's honestly just knowing the facts. And just thinking logically, I mean, again, in my personal opinion, if you're asking for things that are, you know, even if it feels like it's not compromising, if you're asking me questions like what is my mom's maiden name, or you're asking what my address is, I think even our idea of what personal information is, we have kind of a skewed thought because, you know, that's just whatever. And we have Google and people can just look it up and that's really not a big deal. But I think, you know, again, if you're renewing your passport, those details should already be known. Like nobody should be asking you that. And I think the bigger thing that's concerning about this scam is that you're giving out personal information that you can't just reverse course on, because that's now in the hands of who knows who. But the other part of it is you're now in a worse situation, especially if you want it expedited, because you're not getting it. You didn't start any process. It's not real. So like that's my bigger concern with this, is kind of the emotional tale, but also the fact that you now have given out personal information that you don't know who has it now and who can abuse it.
Yeah, it's such a big headache because, as you said, you have to start the process all over again. But then you also have to work with, you know, the credit report companies. You have to, you know, cancel your credit card or your bank, like all of that stuff. Now you have to go through to make sure your identity isn't stolen. You may have to get a new social security number, new driver's license, like all of that is going to be compiled on top of, you still have a European vacation to plan. You still need to get your passport and all of that. So yeah, you're right. It's a huge headache, which is why we always say, do you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes of research, it will save you so much time, money, and headache down the road. And that's really what you have to do in these circumstances. But the fact that we've seen now nearly 800 just in less than 4 months, and this happens year after year, I mean, it is really scary that many people are putting their personal information out there. And that's just the people that have reported it. We know that there's a lot of people out there that haven't reported it, or that don't even realize yet that they've been scammed.
Yeah, that's so true. And we're actually going to put the actual government website, if you want to renew your passport and get an expedited passport, we're going to attach that to Kristen Johnson's podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. Kristen, I always appreciate having these conversations. Thank you for the heads up and for doing a deeper dive here on WICC. Again, we appreciate you.